Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, now you can showcase your geek chic style with Level Up, a monthly mystery apparel subscription from Loot Crate. You can get two different pairs of high quality socks, one to two fashionable accessories, or a wearable item like a long sleeve shirt or lounge pants. Same themes as Loot Crate every month, and it serves as a great companion to your loot because there are no repeats. Each month's theme is inspired by all your favorite pop culture brands like Star Wars, Doctor Who, and Fallout 4, and often contains high quality exclusives. Go to lootcrate.com/DougHigh to learn more and use the code DougHigh to save 10%.
Hey, everybody. So we didn't even hear the opening theme in the room tonight. That was the plan?
Technical problems.
All right. Well, of course we have technical problems because it's a very exciting night. We have two great guests, an oldie and a newbie, as we say.
Are you calling me old?
Newbie. You're the newbie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm old.
She's the oldie because she's a veteran of the program. She's been on a few times. Esther Koo and Whitney Cummings are here. And we're going to start smoking in about 3 minutes. At 20 minutes after the hour.
What if one of us already started smoking today?
I think two of us have already started smoking today.
Let's make people guess which one.
Oh, okay.
Good game.
Guess, everybody.
We're like starting this off on a good note.
Yeah, that is a fun game. I think people know the answer based on what you said and then my reaction to it.
I don't remember
and
what
Whitney's
I said.
Reaction. She's clearly.
Are we starting?
It's started.
Is
it's
the
happening.
Show happening?
It really is a show, if you can believe it.
So I was under the impression that we weren't supposed to show up sober and then smoke.
See what happens as you get high.
I'm a professional.
Classic newbie move here.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually not a problem because, I mean, most of my guests understand that I'm not going to wait until showtime to get high. It's, you know, 8:15 Pacific
time. No, and I
time.
Made that mistake too.
What?
When I did Joey Diaz and you.
What'd you do wrong?
I didn't get high before coming, and I regret it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is life so hard for you? That you have to smoke weed all the... You're a beautiful Asian girl. You won life.
No, life is hard for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weed helps with my PTSD.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, what?
Were you in NAMM?
You were in a war?
Were you that little girl in front of the tank?
Yeah.
I knew you looked familiar.
That little girl in front of the tank. Tiananmen Square girl. What a sweetie.
That's my all grown up.
All right, well, so very soon we're going to have to start smoking. So I've loaded all the pipes on the table with sativa because people generally prefer that.
That's the calming one?
Or not necessarily calming, but just less... less sleep inducing. Yeah, there's lots of, I'll warn you right now, for a show where I get people high, there's a lot of noises.
Yeah, it's really, your PTSD is about to
go. Yeah, she's gonna have some problems. But the sativa is called Day Wrecker, so that sounds like a pretty heavy name for a sativa. And then the indica tonight is a kosher kush, which is just in time for the end of Hanukkah.
What are the Sharpies for?
Those are so that we can sign these blue cards that I use during the show. We sign them, and then people send us like $5. And
is that how you pay for this production?
And we mail it to lots of ways. I also do a lot of gigolo work. So if ladies are interested in getting with me. But I should say real quick that it's our 100th episode.
Wow. Oh my God. That's amazing.
See, we don't normally do that, but that's another thing we probably shouldn't do after getting people high is
pyrotechnics.
Have a flamethrower run in and Wow, that left an interesting
This
smell.
Is also the most flammable room I've ever seen, so please don't do that again.
Yeah, don't do it again. That was the last time. But let's all smoke something, because it's 20 minutes after the hour.
This looks like Woody Harrelson had a yard sale.
He got rid of a lot of cool
Wait, hold
stuff.
On. I'm grabbing any...
Anyone you want. They're all
Does
the same
Does it say
thing
something about me? Because you know like how your therapist puts out toys and shit, mm-hmm. and what you pick up says everything about the person?
It says how big of a cock size you like in your mouth.
Esther went for the biggest one on the table.
I'm going for this.
Go for the little tiny kitty cat. That's for holding roaches. Isn't that adorable?
That is so sweet. Yeah. Little Garfield guy. Yeah, I'm actually going towards, what does this say about me? Oh, that's
It means you're creative because it's white.
What?
Okay.
White is the color of creativity.
Okay. Oh, okay. KKK.
Okay, KKK.
I'm so glad we found someone who has a worse laugh than me. Wait, hold on. Jesus, drug addicts.
We'll just hotbox you.
I thought we were okay.
Yeah, we'll just blow it.
Wait, so
each
I touch this on the front?
Yeah. The nose is the color.
I've never seen that.
On that little.
There's no ceremony. You guys are like, you know what? This is actually an intervention. I would like to read some letters for you two.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we look like we have problems?
We definitely have a problem. How'd you do on Esther Date at Midnight today? It'll air later tonight.
It was my first time. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
It's a fun show to do.
Yeah, I think it's stressful.
You do?
I love Chris Hardwick. He's like a really good friend. But I think it's like the idea of making comics. Like, we became comedians because we weren't good at sports in competition, and then we have to compete with each other. I find that stressful.
I mean, but it's like a fake compete.
Yeah,
that's
true. I don't have a problem with it. I've never lost.
Is that true? Yes, you have.
I've never come in third place. I come in second a lot.
Oh, I didn't come in third place. Spoiler alert.
That's good. That's real good.
I just don't like the button. My never hits. It's a misogynist button.
Right,
I know,
right.
And
yeah,
you never
only boys know
like,
how to hit that button.
I'm hitting the button, but somebody else is controlling the lights. You know what I mean? So I'm like hitting it.
Sure.
And that's the lights. That's some paranoid shit right there.
Yeah.
Am I this funny? I feel like I'm not as funny as you think I am.
Yes,
when
you
people say to me,
funny.
When people say to me, how do you, you know, that laugh is so strong, is maybe a word
Hers?
For it?
I have people say that about me.
Well,
next
but,
to you,
but
I'm
in
like
either
a...
case, I don't complain because if I say something and you laugh like that, that makes me feel good. You know, that they
right comedians
that
never complain
hilarious.
About my laugh.
They
Here's
never
the
do,
audience
especially
members
guy
do.
Ones.
When
don't.
People laugh at me, I lose respect for them. It's a very self-hating. Do you get it?
Oh, why?
It took you a second to process that.
Yeah.
Wait, I have so many questions for you.
What?
So
we're supposed to ask you questions.
Do you know that she lives in Miami?
Uh-huh.
Does no one else think that's weird?
I think, I hats off to her, I say, if I ever wore one, because I would love to live in a city that's not Los Angeles.
And me too,
but still,
you guys,
but
why
still
don't
be
you
in the
there?
Game.
But Miami, like.
I'm growing mango trees.
Yeah, so that's definitely a reason we should go there, is to cop
well,
some
during,
of your mangoes.
Come during mango season, like May.
When's mango season?
May, June. April, May, June.
Miami is
I
just
always
like,
come during mango season. Mango season's a sexy time of year. Look at this. A pipe company made this chameleon glass. Came through again. A Getting Dug with High mug.
Beautiful.
Similar to our mugs on the show that are just mugs. But this is also a pipe. It's a pipe mug
combo.
Can you
smoke it?
Yeah, you just watch me.
Wow.
Is that like if you're too busy to... drink out of a cup and smoke weed at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that like the people that eat the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar?
It's like every time you see an invention in a movie that some wacky inventor made that's supposed to make life easier, yeah. It's always complicated, makes everything take forever. It's similar in like boutique hotels. Don't you hate it when you're staying somewhere and they can't just have a simple on-off switch?
Oh yeah.
It's gotta be like
rigmarole.
A puzzle. Yeah.
This is
yeah.
like a very Sky Mall purchase right here. Oh, cool.
I love it.
It's a really want to throw my panties down. This is really turning me on, Doug.
Wow,
what a great
invention.
Yeah, I really like that. That was nice. I mean, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I wouldn't really.
Oh, coffee. That would be that would be bomb.
Me neither. I don't drink coffee.
You know, you really
it fucks with
wake
you.
Up, but level
coffee
out.
Fucks with you, and you've been smoking weed all day.
Yeah.
You need to pick a lane.
Would you say HOV, high occupancy? You were high for At Midnight?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
I tried to get higher, but I couldn't find a fire escape or window.
Oh, well.
Which is why I prefer.
Next time you're on the show, just say, Doug Benson told me I could smoke in my dressing room.
Oh,
like,
I
just
knew
go in the bathroom.
Do you think that you're more, like, operate more effectively when you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more, like, in tune with myself. Don't you?
No. I'm never in tune with myself. I don't pretend to be either. I don't think I'm at my optimum. You'll see in a second. It's already happening. I'm not in my optimum.
Wait, did you smoke?
When I smoke weed. You didn't, where have you been?
I was smoking myself.
Oh, Jesus.
She hit it, and she'll hit it some more, and I appreciate, you know, it's different perspectives.
How many times, I mean, I've taken 3 hits of this. Or do you just keep smoking? Like, it's not
kinda,
a cigarette.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the idea of the show is to just get as high as I possibly can,
okay. Yeah.
And then see where that takes us, and
see,
usually
you're not,
it's
like,
just
when
fun.
Did you start smoking weed?
In
yeah,
life?
Let's yeah. do a high history.
Yeah, because
when did
like you worked so
what
hard,
was your first
I feel
time?
Like you probably just started smoking weed.
I smoked weed when I was like really young, and then I stopped all through college and my 20s. And I just kind of started smoking weed recently, but like not a lot. I don't smoke every day.
Oh, that was it. I assumed you were a non-smoker, and then we ran into each other somewhere, and I said, somebody had told me that you would do the show, and I said, really? And you said, well, I just started.
I just started smoking weed to a point where I feel like I could, you know, go on camera and not try to like fuck someone, you know?
Wait a second. 100 episodes, and finally somebody figured out that the only reason I have anybody on this show is I want to get them high and fuck them.
We have to do something for the 100th episode.
I want to push them over this table. Well, I think this alone for the 100th episode that you two are here.
Okay, thank you, but no,
is,
that's not enough.
It's pretty sweet.
We need to do
she's
something else.
One of the favorite guests on the show, and you're going to be a new favorite.
I don't know. I feel like
I think
been...
people love you,
do you
already.
Think he's
lying
they to
love
us?
The
I don't
positive
know, right?
Vibe you're throwing down.
No, he's not lying to us. This is the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a pure
it's a
100.
Deal.
So there's no like game plan.
Like,
big
the best
names
number.
Canceled us.
So there's no game plan. It's just like we'll just keep rambling.
So you just started.
I have blue cards. I ask you questions. As you can see, Esther's an active participant. She has questions.
She's really picking up the slack.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. This is what sucks about being some people being stoned and some not. Is that when you're stoned, you always think you're so funny, but there's a bunch of people here who aren't stoned. And they're not laughing at anything we're saying. And I think I'm killing, but I know I'm bombing.
I don't think, first of all, do not judge
but
these people because some
bombing.
Of them might be stoned.
That's a good point.
People at home are laughing.
Oh, good, because I know that none of this so far has been funny to anyone
to
but
them,
us.
Because they've lost their whole edge on life, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
They
people
do this so much. Them. They've seen everybody sit here and smoke.
Yeah.
So we're just like chump change to them.
Right.
You
so
know?
What?
That's like, they're so jaded. They don't laugh at anything we're doing.
Who does it?
Does your boyfriend watch you on the show?
No.
Does he watch you do things?
No.
Why not? He doesn't watch your work?
I don't know.
That's passive aggressive. It's active aggressive.
She barely knows the guy. He ordered her.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Whoa!
See, how could I not love that she laughed that hard at my joke about her being a mail order
bride? But you know what? I feel like it's such a like a parody of an Asian girl. you're like the dream. You're the American dream.
When I was a
Are
tour guide at Universal Studios,
guys love that shit.
The Asian women. We like, get so scared by King Kong that it was such a cartoon. It was a
like
racist cliche cartoon that they would lose their minds. Like they would try to move down their seat, like get further away from the animatronic King Kong. They thought it was really gonna come get them.
Nah.
It's insane.
From the movie?
Yeah, that movie. King
Were
Kong.
They Asian like American or just Asian?
I don't. That's
they were
the thing.
From
I
Japan.
I didn't ask him. They were probably from Japan, but
racist
just
again.
But just in general, I think that but also, there's a lot about being a lot in the culture about being ladylike and not having a big laugh like that.
Yes,
so,
making yourself small. Geisha training. You
yeah,
like,
all that
make
shit.
Make your voice lower and.
Well, she is kind of making herself small on that chair.
No,
already.
But like you laugh at jokes, which is very guys like that. I got to do that
I
more.
Do.
I'm working on it. See, it's making me fall in love with
you. I know, sometimes.
So I have a question for you. Do you feel like because you're like pretty and skinny and Asian that guys try to do like weird things with you sexually?
I don't know.
Try to
like,
do
what's the weirdest thing?
Try to do weird.
What's the weirdest thing a guy has tried to do with you?
I don't know what's considered weird because I would have to watch you fucking you and then to what? See what normal is.
Or we can just watch porn and eat all the entire internet. And, right. Or we can talk about it. Like, what's
the weirdest
thing? Has there ever been something where you were like...
If anything, I think I'm the weirder one.
Let's get into it.
Now I finally know what it'd be like if I was on The View. And you sit there and watch the ladies talk.
I feel like that joke came out of your mouth faster than you thought of it.
maybe. I don't know.
Like, what has there ever been something where you're like, this is too far?
Sexually?
Yeah.
But why do you think, because she's Asian, they'd expect
because
crazier shit?
All my guy friends are like, they all want to have sex with Asian girls because they think they'll do anything. It's a stereotype.
I thought it's because Asian girls are hot.
Like, that too?
They're very attractive.
That too. But that's a very racist thing, but all my guy friends say that. So I'm always curious from your point of view if you've ever, like...
Yeah, they asked for anal. Do you do anal?
What?
They say to you the words... do they say the words, hey, you're Asian, let's do anal? Like, do they really make that negative?
No, they don't say the first part.
They keep that to themselves?
Well, my reaction is, that's not weird. The plot thickens. All right, well, we can change the subject.
Please. what's the riskiest place you've smoked weed other than on this program right now? Do you have one?
Risky.
Scary, inappropriate, intense.
This is not, this is just the most recent one I can remember. I went to see I got a pot brownie and I thought, like classic, I took two more than I thought I was supposed to. And I was like, oh, this isn't working. You know, like that first 30 minutes when you do an edible and you're like, it's not working. So you like get on like the freeway and then it like, 20 minutes later, you're like, fuck, you know? And so I was on, I went and saw Gone Girl, like...
My wife!
Stoned out of my fucking mind. And I was like yelling, I didn't realize I was yelling at the screen, like having like conversations with the actors, like Ben Affleck, cause he just like could have, like he was just, I was like, what do you mean? Really, you're not gonna go? Like I was like doing bits. And when Tyler Perry came on the screen, I lost my shit because I was so surprised. And they asked me to leave.
What?
Yeah, they asked me to leave.
Because you were so pot brownied out that you were like, totally roasting a movie in progress.
And then I was like...
People got bummed out?
I think so.
Was it a busy screening?
Yes, it was. Gone Girl was a big movie.
I know, but I just see things with such small crowds these days because they put it on so many screens and it's all day long, you know, and... I guess I go to a lot of matinees, though, too, where it's just me and a couple other dudes in trench coats watching 50 Shades of Hey. we already have to go to a commercial break. This thing flies by, I'm telling you.
I feel like that story kind of bombed.
Which story?
My God, I wasn't really prepared.
Well,
for
the thing about that story was that you were like, you know, you saw a whole half or whatever, however much of Gone Girl you saw. And it's hard to recall the specific comments you were making because they were very specific to the action at the time.
That's a good point.
And so it's hard to retell the story without, you know, coming up with some good lines that you were throwing out. Because then also they're wrong for throwing you out if you were right about everything
That's
you were
a good
saying.
Point. I'm gonna send them a
yeah, but
follow-up. I'm gonna send them an email on LinkedIn.
It's definitely a movie where you can really say a lot to the screen as things are happening because there's a lot of unusual behavior and some of it pans out, like some of it pays off. Mm-hmm. Like you go, oh, they set that up nicely, and then other things just still kind of remain
Gone Girl?
Kind of weird. Yeah. Did you see, have you never seen the whole thing?
No, I just was thinking about how much
That's
this looks
hilarious.
Like Moshe Kasher.
It does? Somebody made a Moshe Kasher pipe?
Yeah, Gone Girl, I can...
It bombed because I haven't seen Gone Girl.
No, I mean...
Yeah,
it was,
she didn't get Esther's big laugh.
I didn't need that to be funny. I just want you to know that as I was... telling it, I was like, I don't want to bore everybody, including myself, with this story, so I just rushed through it.
Yeah, and Gone
question.
Girl was an incidental piece of the story because she didn't really
it
say
was more,
anything
I just
about
answered
Gone
the question.
Girl specifically. She didn't miss anything there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta go to a break.
This is some paralyzing shit, Doug.
Yeah? You really like the day wrecker? It's
yeah,
like,
this
it's
is,
a show
this
wrecker.
This is like fucking Cosby weed.
Let's just come back and just have like, wait, what does that mean?
I mean, well.
The accusations are gonna start
you're
flying.
You're the second creepiest comedian after Cosby.
Yeah, it's true. You've drugged
Based
as many
on the
women
strength
as
of your
Cosby.
Weed.
Yeah,
probably.
But did you hear the numbers up to 60? I wanna get a tote board and put it on the show and raise the number every episode. How many women have come forward and Cosby's still running around going, hey, 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 hey. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, now you can showcase your geek chic style with Level Up, a monthly mystery apparel subscription from Loot Crate. You can get two different pairs of high quality socks, one to two fashionable accessories, or a wearable item like a long sleeve shirt or lounge pants. Same themes as Loot Crate every month, and it serves as a great companion to your loot because there are no repeats. Each month's theme is inspired by all your favorite pop culture brands like Star Wars, Doctor Who, and Fallout 4, and often contains high quality exclusives. This month's theme is Galaxy with Star Wars items perfect for Jedi, Padawans, Rebels, and serious fans of Star Wars. Go to lootcrate.com/DougHigh to learn more and use the code DougHigh to save 10%.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
All right, we're back and a couple people are clapping. We have 2,293 viewers right now watching the show. So that's 200.
Do you know that I watched it online and you get like a million on YouTube?
It gets up there, some of the episodes. Yeah, I think this will be a popular one. 2,293 viewers or 2,200. And six, shit, I fucked it up. I was gonna try to do another Bill Cosby rape joke. But I completely screwed up the numbers. That's one of the things I yelled out while I was watching Gone Girl. So, we're back. We got lots of stuff to cover, lots of weed to smoke on the table. The day wrecker is really certainly doing its job. But fortunately, it's
Sorry,
night.
Sorry, does my breath stink?
Do you have to do sets tonight, either one of you?
You're a fucking animal. You're like a fucking honey badger. Like,
she was on with, you know Joey Diaz, right?
Yeah.
She was on with him and kept up with him the entire time.
He's
no
so
problem. And he's,
he smokes.
He's
like
a monster.
Crazy.
Yeah, he eats a bunch of edibles and smokes. Like, he can't get high enough. I love him. That's who you replaced.
A honey
tonight.
Badger. Is that a bear? Here.
It's a badger. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
It's like a small bear.
You know what? I'm from Chicago, and I have some bears in me. You know what I mean?
Nope. No idea. Obviously.
You mean because
obviously.
Of the football team?
Yeah. No, because
I've had some bears in me.
Yeah.
Some Chicago bears?
Some bears.
I mean, I'm from Chicago, so
yeah.
I act like a bear, part of me,
what
probably.
Are you talking about a bear, like
because
a
you
grizzly
call,
bear?
You said honey badger.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of bear, and I'm from Chicago.
You guys are so high right now. I got some stats from the past 100 episodes. The very first episode with Jenny Slate, who spaced out at one point, it was lovely to behold.
She's so cute.
That was October 2nd, 2013, 803 days ago. Means we've done an average of one episode every 8 days for the past 2 years.
Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah, and I got this higher on every one of them. And
this
on the days
like
in between.
This is like your 100th birthday.
Oh. We got 375.
Did anybody get you a cake?
No, I don't want cake. We have 375,000.
What if so real?
No cake.
I don't want
cake. What if they were space cake?
They did. The first year, I think somebody did get a cake. Or my birthday. I forget which one, but I was just like, oh, I hate cake. 375,835 subscribers to this YouTube channel.
Amazing.
That has only this show and its spinoffs on it. Let's do a state of pot. Per capita viewers of the last episode of this program.
Is this like your
program.
News segment?
It's all, like, I try to get out as much of this as I can.
Is
in
this so people can learn?
Everybody.
What? Do you think anyone's watching this for, like, statistics? Like, what, the biggest fucking buzzkill.
Can I plug right. my YouTube channel? It's called
Okay, so there's, like, can we get some Nielsen ratings while we're at it?
In her appearance on the show, Esther, because she was on the show, the total minutes of time that people watched her on this program, the number is mind-boggling. 9.7 million minutes have been spent watching you get high with me and laugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That just doesn't seem right, but I guess it's just minutes.
It doesn't seem right because there should be more people bringing me weed to my shows.
Well, now that you say that, I think it'll happen more often.
Are you known as like a stoner sort of thing?
But girls are harder to approach if you're some dumb stoner dude who wants to, you know, meet you and get high with you. I'd be a little nervous to come up to you and be like, "Who want to get high with me?" Is what they mostly sound like.
Now I just have a donation bin after my show. They could donate a bag of weed.
And you mention it during your set?
It's like an offering basket.
And people do?
No, I just thought of it now. I'm going to start doing that.
That would work, but the main thrill for them, the reason they want to get high with you is because getting high with you. Like, like they like to give me weed, and they do quite a bit, but, you know, the main goal is to, you know, let's go get high if we can. Like, just giving it to me is like the fallback position, you know, if there's no time. But the most liked episodes of all time of this program are people like Jack Black, Workaholics, Joey Diaz, Sarah Silverman. She's the first one on that list. I was going to make them all examples, but she did the same thing you're doing. During the parts where I read information about weed, she just says, "Why are you doing this?" But we've had a lot of that. We get a lot of that. You know, you get a comedian high, and they're just going to be like, "Why are you, what is happening?" Like, here's another thing we do, is I just hand somebody this lighter at one point and ask them what they think of it.
No, to me. Love this
to
guy.
You do? Be careful with it. He's got a little flame comes out of the top of his head.
He's got this little Eyes Wide Shut mask on. Oh, cute. Dink, dink. That's
So you put that monkey into a sex party. That's what you did with the Eyes Wide Shut
reference.
Why
would he have this fucked up, like, Banksy mask on? Highbrow reference.
That's his face. I said once he kind of looks like the robbers in a movie.
Yes, you know, he does. He looks
like in Dark Knight or something.
Yes, that's exactly
what
it is.
They were clowns in that movie.
I've never seen a monkey in that.
But what do you think, to hold it though, what do you think of it? How do you describe it? Like, it seems like it would be...
This feels like a trick question.
It's not, it's just genuine.
She's onto you.
It's fine.
It's a genuine question.
Is this like a worship test
It is a trick question.
It's, you know, this is...
He's trying to get
don't
you
worry.
To
Don't worry, you didn't pass, but it's nothing to worry about.
What brown, what?
He'll just put him over there.
This feels like a trick. I like it.
Man, you're so smart.
It's
right there on the card, too. If she just looked down at the card.
What did it say?
It says what was supposed to happen there.
What does it say?
You've been on the show before. Did you do it?
Heavy monkey?
Oh, you want to do hashtag heavy monkey?
Ow, that fucking hurt.
You wanted me to say this is a heavy monkey.
Here, what do you think of this? You know what? I call it a dead heat on most obnoxious laughs.
Okay, let's. Okay, so what?
What do you think of that llama?
I think it's a fucking furry llama.
Sorry, I'll let Esther do the last one. What do you think of this turtle?
Slimy turtle.
I don't care.
Oh my God.
Here, smoke this.
This is disgusting.
Oh, cute. What was the point of that?
Well, that segment is going to be much more fun to watch than to just listen to. Sorry, podcast listeners. That was a weird segment.
I love that you write these up.
I'm glad all that card said was heavy monkey. I didn't need more explanation.
Would you have forgotten to do that otherwise? Like, is there an order?
I might have forgotten to do it. He sits right there, but, you know, sometimes I forget stuff. but a big part of the show. And you chime in, on these.
You have news?
I have what? Pot topics.
Pot topics. Oh, fuck, that's so funny.
Our first pot topic. San Francisco is assembling a task force to propose regulations for the marijuana industry, assuming that it's going to go legal in next year, 2016, in the state of California. Let's not get complacent, though, California. Let's vote.
I'm pretty sure.
A year from now,
I'm pretty
vote.
Sure the people that watch this show don't vote.
I think they do.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if you know, at the very least, they know how to like or subscribe. Yeah,
they write mean comments.
She just did your show, man.
She did?
Yeah.
No, well, just I mean, the people watching it, but I understand. I understand where she's coming from.
Don't you think people are young?
Yes.
I feel like the
they tend to not vote because
of being
young.
Or they're old and have nothing to do at work.
Okay.
But there's, you know, there's just like with Obama, especially, you know, 8 years ago, there's plenty of things to bring out the young vote.
Yeah,
and the
true.
Fact that marijuana will be on a lot of ballots, they're saying maybe 16 different states might have something about it. Yeah. I just pulled that number. that can't be, I don't think that's accurate. It was 7.9 million minutes of watching Esther Koo get high on the show. I can't believe that number. It's true though, right?
I know, follow me on Periscope.
Okay. She periscopes pretty much everything.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
she's like, an active like, periscoper.
So is the point that people ask you questions or you just do your thing?
I just do my thing and then I answer people's questions.
Wow.
It's like Madonna once said, why live her life without cameras on?
I can't give you a lot of reasons.
Yeah, right? But that's, you know, that's how she does it. And it seems to be working. People are into it, right?
Yeah, people are into it, and it's global.
Do you have a smoking session at 420 ever?
No, I don't. Should
Why don't you do that?
Okay, I'll do it.
Let everybody smoke with you at 420, whatever you're doing, you know?
A 420 Periscope.
Yeah.
That's what I'm missing.
I keep meaning to do that, and every single day at 420, I forget to do it.
I wonder why.
Or like I'm in a plane or something.
So, hold on, what happens in the Periscopes?
I talk to people.
About what?
About whatever they want to talk about.
So they'll ask you and just you'll talk to them about anything?
It's like a chat room. Have you not
Periscoped? It's like a chat room. Yeah, no, I've done it, but I'm just curious how much you could do, how long you can go without losing your mind.
I'll just do like a karaoke. I'll
Jesus.
Put on like 80
That's
songs.
It's so Asian.
But it's fun.
No, like, it's, I want to be you. I want your life.
Well, 49%. I want your life. What are you talking about?
49% of tourists who have visited Colorado since they legalized marijuana said that was influenced their decision to go there on vacation. Like, that's why they went there.
Honestly, I missed the first sentence.
49% since Colorado legalized, 49% of the tourists say they went there partially because of the legal weed.
So that's a benefit. For local governments or whatever.
That's why every other state should legalize weed so that their economy can grow just like Colorado's has.
Bam!
What I'm talking about
Colorado,
here on Gory Debates while hallucinating.
Tweet it, blog it,
these
Tumblr,
people,
they
are just, they
God
are
damn,
just
what happened?
Fucking vape stores and weed
Gateway
stores
drug,
and edibles.
Gateway drug, whatever, Haas.
These people are banking in Colorado.
Granddad wants heroin. Giving dangerous wildlife hugs.
What?
That's what getting dug with high, the same initials could stand for giving dangerous wildlife hugs.
I just got so high.
Do you want to? Are you
and
sick
you
of?
You keep saying hugs, and it's like.
Are you sick of Leonardo DiCaprio and his Gatsby face? Because if you want to see him get. The shit mauled out of him by a bear. Go see his latest movie,
truly
The Bear of Wall Street.
Getting dick with hermaphrodites.
That would be, you only change one word, but that's the spirit of it, yes. Is it? It's, just, it's the same initials, but they change all four words to different words.
If anyone in this room is sober, we're so fucked.
I'm gonna guess right now you came in second on At Midnight.
Yeah, how did you know?
Just a guess.
Wow.
I had a 50-50 chance of being right, I guess, but I felt it. I felt that, like, this is not your victory lap.
Right.
I feel like you gotta get back in training and get back in there and fight again.
I will get back in there, man.
But Whitney's not going to do it again? You're not going to do that midnight again?
I love At Midnight. No, I'm doing it.
You just don't like how tense it makes
it. Like, no, I'm a masochist, and everything we do for a living is fucking stressful. But it's like, you know, it's just, I feel like I go and I'm ready to have a good time. And you have to write stuff on the cards. And it's
speaking
like,
of stressful, Undateable Live. How crazy is that?
It's
like they're a bunch of, they're all just trying to make each other break.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that.
I did it.
Is it popular that in that way? Like, is it doing well?
I don't know. TV is in such a transitional phase / free fall at the moment that I don't think any of us know what good ratings even mean anymore, or what's too low and what's, because everything's so in flux and the DVR
and Friday nights are miserable anyway.
And then
so.
That's like this many people watch it. And then 5 days later, we can find out how many people watched it that have recorded it. You know, so none of the numbers are like, so I don't know if it's how well it's doing, but it's really fun. And like, I think people are so smart now that you have to kind of be a little meta.
This one tastes like bubble gum.
Great for pedophiles.
Hey, if little girl. Yeah. You like Vans? What about Dockers?
What about bubblegum? What about weed?
Oh boy, that was a good one.
So,
good.
So throughout the day, do you just keep smoking? You don't smoke like this every day, just for your show.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're
That's how he can smoke like this on camera.
Oh,
though.
He's...
I'm good. I'm all right at it. But it's just when you are just smoking on your own, you can stop for a second.
Yeah.
You know, but the show is about, you know, getting high. So I just hit it hard.
Go for it.
But yeah, it does affect, like, the rest of my day is kind of like, you know, harder than it needs to be if I have other things to do.
Yeah.
I've gone straight to At Midnight from doing this show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that'd be so fun. Let's do it.
Yeah, I managed to get by all right. You know, I did my thing.
It helps you
probably lost to Ron Funches, who also
can
do it high.
You know?
What?
It helps you come up with more ideas when you're high.
That's not the case for me at all.
Too many sometimes. Like, I'll get aggravated with myself if I get really high and there isn't a pen around, you know, because I get too many ideas and, you know they're just gonna go because I'm high. And
you'll just forget them,
yeah,
if you didn't, like, write it down mentally.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I use my phone sometimes now. I'll talk into my phone when I have an idea.
You two have really good chemistry. You're like, you're like Sonny, the Sonny and Cher of you two.
This is what it's...
We've got Costello. You're like the new Scully and Mulder. All this sexual tension is just burning me up.
What do you think of that llama, though? If you had to put a word on it.
I would say fuzzy llama.
It's kind of gross. No, ow!
What? That is a bummer.
Oh my God.
Who even
Somebody
invented that?
Somebody take that away.
What's that for?
Air horns are for regattas. And scaring the shit out of people for no good reason.
Regattas.
They're just so suddenly loud. Like, it should only be outdoors. Like, should do it inside. And it should only start a race.
Regattas.
You know, because everybody needs to know when the race has started. They don't need to hear that just because somebody said heavy monkey. # heavy monkey. What happened?
He just said he had to take a break.
He showed me the sign that said 2 minutes. I'm a pro. I know what 2 minutes is.
I just saw break.
No, but also it doesn't matter. I can go as long as I, you know.
You can do whatever you want.
I try to keep the show professional, time, you know, and tight because, you know, to show off how good I am at that, even though I'm high. But
such an egomaniac.
We go over or under by a few minutes sometimes. I want to make sure there aren't any more of these things I wanted to get into. There's so much going on in the pot news, but we can roll some of those over to the next show. And how are you doing, Esther? You all right over there?
I'm good.
Yeah? You having fun in your swivelly chair?
This is like really strong.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I really recommend.
Yeah, this shit's no
Day Wrecker. I forgot the name Day Wrecker, because that's what it's done to me. Wow. Smells really good too. Let's go to a break. And we got You Know What coming up after that.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians. And we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids. Especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching. It's very funny.
I ghostwrite for Meek Mill.
I'm gonna get attacked for saying this, but I like The Weeknd better than Drake.
You like The Weeknd better than Drake?
J. Cole, you don't...
A classic comparison.
You don't know who J. Cole is.
No, I love J. Cole.
Wow.
That's The Weeknd.
J. Cole is not The Weeknd.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No. Wait, hold on.
No,
you have like no chill right now. Hold on.
No, you have no chill.
No, you have no chill.
You don't
chill. Nobody here has chill.
I'm sorry. You don't think I have chill?
No, no chill.
You know
right
how many
now.
Times I smoked weed in a bathroom today? And I have no chill?
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
We got 2,616 of you watching right now live. Pretty solid number. I guess you're on the holidays, you know, end of Hanukkah. People are just chilling with us and getting high while watching us on some sort of device.
Such nice people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's some guy right now is like sitting on a toilet watching us on his phone.
Tweet me.
And since everybody's good and high, it's game time. We're gonna watch a magic trick.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi, Gabe.
All right.
Oh, you're the...
Yeah, I'm gonna do a trick for you.
Okay.
Whitney, just reach out and tap a card anytime you want. Okay, take it out, memorize it. Got it?
What's your name?
Gabe.
Gabe.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
I did the fire before.
That's right. Every time you're like Carrot Top, you keep coming in with a different...
I'll take it.
I did the fire.
I did the fire earlier.
All right, check it out. I'm going to place the card back in the center, but there's a string that comes up through the top. If I pull on the string, the card comes back to the top. I'll do it again. Watch. Into the center, pull the string, back to the top. All right, help me with this next part.
Do you know that I hate magic?
I get that a lot.
I hate it because if I can't figure it out, it pisses me off.
Well, you can help me with
You're
this next part.
You're pissing me off right now.
That's fine.
Do you want to hit him?
Don't punch
him. No, I'm going to,
All right, check it out. Press that into the center for me.
Great job, Whitney. Oh. The old, you're looking at his hand while it's in his mouth trick.
I hate it. Hate you.
Whitney's HBO special airs Saturday, January 23rd at 10 p.m. What's the name of the special?
I'm Your Girlfriend.
What is the name of the special?
I'm Your Girlfriend.
That sounds awesome. It's an hour-long comedy special,
and
it'll be on HBO. And
How
long in the making was that one? Did you take about a year to write that one?
Yeah, about a year. I hit the clubs hard, though, and I did the road hard. So, you know, that helps.
So there's results. It's a good it's a good show. I mean, you've seen it already.
I've seen it.
Yeah. How do you look? You look good on it?
Stunning.
Esther Koo is performing at second base in Orange County. That doesn't sound like a real thing. Oh my God, you're going to some guy's house. And he's planning to run past first base. He's not going to go straight. He's going to turn when he hits that bag. But you'll be there December 15th. What day of the week is that? That's
Tuesday.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night you'll be down there entertaining the troops. Or the baseball players behind the orange curtain. And then you're going to be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego with Joey Diaz, the aforementioned, on December 17th, which would be Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah. And Harris Casino in Atlantic City, March 3rd. So you got a real scheduling problem between December 17th and March 3rd.
I'm going to Korea.
For all that time?
Yeah.
No way.
What's in Korea?
Just hanging out in spas.
Wow.
No, I'm making shit up.
I don't
up.
Know what's real, yeah. No, you just know about that date far in advance, and you'll do other shows in between.
Right.
It's not going to be a problem. But it's good.
I just feel like a large portion of your viewers are also gamblers.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say aren't going
to
see this.
Sit here and watch people smoke weed and talk
well,
to you.
Well, they're gambling with their time.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
For sure.
Koo and the Gang is the name of her
Jesus, you have a lot of
podcasts. Yeah, she really laid it out. Whoever we call when we book you on the show just said HBO special. But I mentioned Undateable, of course. You're a semi-regular new cast member. What do you call
yourself?
I'm
just doing until the end of the season.
Cool. And anything else you want to plug?
Now you're making me feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
I'll be in Vegas.
When's that?
Feel bad. You
don't
have an HBO special.
She's going to be in
Jesus.
Vegas, you guys. Go
I
to
think
Vegas
it's the
now
second.
And wait.
January 2nd.
Saturday, then... Jan 2? That's an interesting date.
Jan
to do
2,
a show.
Right after New Year's, so it's not on New Year's.
Yeah, so New take Year's, it easy, New Year's, Vegas.
For New Year's, they want
really
like Olivia Newton John. I'm the
they
Olivia
do?
Newton John of comedy.
Okay. I wouldn't call you that. I mean, you're
the
both
Venetian.
Good at what you do. What's that?
The Venetian.
The Venetian. On January 2nd.
The Venetian. Are you too busy to say the
you
full
gotta,
word?
I'm in such a rush. Hurry. I'm in such a hurry.
The Venetian.
Last
anyway.
Time I was there, I stayed at the Palazzo. So.
And then I stayed at the Woo.
The Woo.
That's the win.
The Woo. Doug's plugs. Irvine Improv on Monday, December 28th. That's a big venue.
That's great.
That's a big
it's
ass
beautiful.
Room.
You guys show up.
Sacramento Punchline on Tuesday, November 29th.
Love that club.
That's a more intimate one. I like the
great.
The intimacy. And I've got shows coming up in Las Vegas and San Antonio in January of 2016. DougLovesMovies.com. You guys know where to go to get the merch. People can buy these mugs. They can buy these blue cards. Maybe you'll take a Sharpie and sign a couple of them for random people. bit.ly/DougMerch. Do you think they'd get this stuff by Christmas if they order it now? No way. Okay. Our friends
Why
at Poke
not?
Bowl, this item right here has a special for you guys still. You can get 10% off if you use the promo code Doug at PokeBowl.com.
They have a .com?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like more of a .net purchase.
It's for, for cleaning your bowls. You just go like this, and it cleans it all out nice and good.
Has somebody brought this to Shark Tank?
And the ashes. I don't know. It's already a product that's being sold, so do they do that?
Yeah, but it could be sold to a bigger level.
Is that how Shark Tank works? Like,
yeah,
it could be something that
either.
Already exists in a
you
small
can say
market.
Like, yeah, because you want to say, for 3 months, this is how much sales we had and when we were in Whole Foods or whatever.
I bet you that Shark Tank has never done a product that's specifically for something to do with weed. I bet you they haven't even done it. It's on ABC, isn't it?
Well, they should.
Which is owned by Disney.
If they do that, their numbers will go up.
That's a great theory, and you always look smarter when you have a pipe in your hand.
I like how you just throw down. I wish I see. I need that kind of confidence. You just throw down fake statistics.
That was a good one.
With the confidence.
That
well,
seems super legit.
It's just a theory.
It's just like,
you know?
Yeah, it's a good theory.
Thank you, Whitney Cummings and Esther Koo.
Oh,
so much fun. Yeah.
That's fast.
This last segment's only supposed to be like 5 minutes, but I've been having so much fun.
Well, I don't know how we possibly
Esther's
top
enjoying
that.
Her chair
like
so much.
All.
We're going to get plenty of comments about how we should have stationary chairs.
I'm sure people like watching her gyrate back and forth on her chair. No one's complaining.
They love it. We might do a show later this week. We might do a show later this week on Thursday or Friday, maybe.
That's more flattering angle, too.
But we'll definitely see you in January. Happy holidays, even Christians. And
that was so fast.
Download my podcast, like Coup and the Gang, everybody.
You spend this whole podcast promoting other podcasts.
Coup and the Gang. I already said that.
Get with my YouTube channel, Oldies
get
Parodies.
Close up of me. Don't even pay attention to her anymore. Just get my close up. See you soon.